This is Fresh Air. This Sunday, HBO presents the season premieres of two returning series, Game of Thrones and Veep, and launches a new series, a Mike Judge comedy called Silicon Valley. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has seen them all.
HBO presents three series Sunday night, the season premieres of Game of Thrones and Veep, and the start of a new comedy, Silicon Valley. But whether they're set in mythical kingdoms, Washington, D.C., or Northern California, these three very different shows have two things in common. One is that they're all entertaining, with characters that get more interesting the more you watch them. The other is that, bottom line, they're all about power struggles. Game of Thrones, based on the novels by George R.R. Martin, is starting season four. And fans are still buzzing about the Red Wedding from last season that shockingly increased the show's body count. This season's first few episodes build up to another wedding, and when it arrives, it's another TV event worth savoring. There's so much tension among the central members of the bridal party, you could cut it with a knife or a sword. And this season, Game of Thrones has momentum on its side, as various family factions prepare for war and for the worst. If Game of Thrones were a chess match, and in essence it is, we're into the middle part of the game now, where tactics are revealed and even powerful pieces start to fall. I've seen the first three episodes of the new season, and they're the strongest episodes yet. Veep is a sitcom starring Julia Louis-Dreyfus as Selina Meyer, an ambitious and abrasive vice president of the United States. It's starting season three on Sunday, and it, too, has upped its game. Selena is running for president this season, which finally gives her something significant to do. But she has no clue about how to accomplish it or what personal sacrifices and political compromises she must make as she hits the campaign trail. And her staffers, too, are on unfamiliar ground. This new storyline has given Selena and the show much more of a spine. And Veep, like Thrones, gets off to a very strong start this season. And then there's Silicon Valley. This is the new comedy series co-created, co-written, and directed by Mike Judge, whose credits include the animated comedies Beavis and Butthead and King of the Hill and the cult movie Office Space. Silicon Valley is about a group of computer geeks, programmers toiling away in a sort of startup sweatshop frat house, who get a shot at the big time when one of their programs, a music file compression site, turns out to be a possible key to big bucks. Mike Judge used to be a Silicon Valley engineer in the late 1980s, so he knows this world, or at least his vintage version of it, pretty well. And in fact, this new series seems to borrow from all of the worlds Judge has created and explored to date. A lot of the computer programmers have the social ineptness of Beavis and Butthead. One of the other guys they encounter along the way, whose irrigation company has the same name as their proposed startup, Pied Piper, is a lot like Hank Hill from King of the Hill. And the corporate worlds these computer Beavises hope to crack are run by either ruthless Shark Tank types or impatient visionaries, and they feel like the bosses in charge of the Office Space cubicle crowd. The most enjoyable moments in Silicon Valley are when these worlds cross orbits, as when Richard, the talented young programmer played by Thomas Middleditch, comes face-to-face with one of the big Silicon Valley sharks. In this scene from Episode 2, it's Peter Gregory, a startup investor played by Christopher Evan Welch. Richard visits his office with partner Ehrlich, played by T.J. Miller, in tow. Richard speaks first.
Me? Okay. We're just really excited to get going, Mr. Gregory.
Yes. Who's we?
Myself, him, the guys back at the house.
Guys? What guys? Who is this?
Ehrlich Bachman. I'm an entrepreneur, much like yourself. Richard actually developed Pied Piper while residing in my incubator, so as per our agreement, I own 10% of the company.
I'm paying you $200,000 for 5%, yet you're giving this man twice that in exchange for a futon? And some sandwiches?
Actually, sir, my tenants provide their own food. And
what other percentages have you apportioned? Can I see your cap table, investment deck, business plan, or any other relevant paperwork you may have prepared.
I just was under the impression that we would just be coming by and saying hi, you know, to pick up the check. And I just didn't know that any of that stuff was due yet.
Due? This is not college, Richard. I'm not going to be giving you a course syllabus.
Mike Judge and company are confident enough to let Silicon Valley develop slowly. Lots of cable series, HBO series in particular, seem to do this. They trust viewers to stick around until the plots thicken and the show shifts to a higher gear. That certainly happened on both Veep and Game of Thrones, and it may well occur with Silicon Valley. But this first season is only 8 episodes long, so the plot of this startup better start moving a little more quickly.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, and Yue Shaw. John Myers directed the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.